But what set him apart from those who were similarly schooled and obsessed was his ability to transmit to his soldiers a driving will to win. It was the essence of his leadership. This extra dimension derived from his unique character and personality. They were his own invention and creation, and arose out of feelings of inadequacy. Shy and withdrawn by temperament, tending easily to tears of emotion, unsure of himself, sensitive to natural and artistic beauty, he scorned these characteristics. "A man of diffident manner," he once wrote, speaking of himself, "will never inspire confidence. A cold reserve cannot beget enthusiasm in combat." Thus, the leader, he continued, referring to himself, must be an actor, have the fixed determination to acquire the warrior soul, and is unconvincing unless he lives his part. Seeing himself to be unfit because he lacked what he considered to be the military virtues, he struggled with single-minded devotion to remake himself, to alter his inner nature into his image of the fighting man. He consciously shaped the talents he had inherited, modified his strengths and outlook, stifled the qualities he regarded as unworthy, cultivated the traits he believed to be desirable, and periodically tested himself to see whether he measured up to his standards. No wonder he loved masquerade parties, where he could dress as King Arthur or Ivanhoe, and in an instant assume a new and faultless identity. No wonder his behavior was unpredictable and sometimes contradictory, flamboyant on one occasion, introspective on another. Hot-tempered, sentimental, profane, humble before God, he was an exhibitionist who played to the gallery, with his pistols and polished appearance, his props. Through the exterior of this exaggerated man, who was larger than life to his children and colleagues, peeped a barely controlled hysteria. His extraordinary fluency with language, his saucy wit, his unexpected turns of phrase covered his troubled interior, where opposing inclinations battled for supremacy. Toward the end of his life, even he could barely distinguish his real self from the portrait he had deliberately faked.